Senate's working on a long-term highway spending bill now that had a provision in it that would impact your thrift savings plan. House budget writers say the G Fund is too good of a deal, and they want to base the fund's interest rate on a three-month average instead of the four-year average they use now. Kim Weaver of the TSP tells my colleague Emily Kopp it would make the TSP virtually worthless, make the G Fund virtually worthless for TSP participants. Jessica Clement is legislative director at the National Active and Retired Federal Employee Association. There's good news on this front today, though, isn't there, Jess?
It's a good day, Francis. Thanks for having me on. Reports started last week that this very misguided provision would be included as one of the pay-fors in the Senate Highway Trust Fund extension or reauthorization. And we learned today that due to, I'm sure, the relentless efforts of the NARF members, this provision was ultimately not included in the six-year bill they unveiled today.
And even the fact that they released a six-year bill was part of the question mark in the last couple of days, because for a long time, I believe they'd been talking about a three-year deal, right?
The Senate's been talking about a two to three-year deal for a while. House passed a five-month extension last week. The tricky part I see with this six-year bill is reports are claiming that it only has enough funding for 3 years. And obviously with the House passing a five-month bill, there will be an opportunity to go to conference. And if they want to pass a six-year bill, they're going to need three more years of pay-fors.
So this is a big mess, as we've come to expect, when dealing with Congress. But this is good news overall that this provision's not in there anymore.
I think it's good news for the over 4.5 million participants of the Thrift Savings Plan, which is not only federal employees and retirees, but also military personnel, 40% of whom also have their money in the TSP. The optimistic part of me says, yes, we've absolutely won this battle. It's a good day. Pessimist side of me says this battle isn't over. The war is not over. Battle's won.
Yes, and I think I wouldn't call that pessimistic necessarily, Jess. I would call that pragmatic.
I think pragmatic and realism.
Because as you say, just this is one example of the reason why I think we should pay more attention to what's going on in the Hill. Because who in his right mind would think that any provisions that would affect federal employees would be included in a highway bill? And yet, here we are.
And this is the problem we knew we'd be facing once the House budget was released back in March. Once an idea is down on paper and has a dollar figure associated with it, it is going to keep coming up to be used as pay-fors in other legislation. We were absolutely prepared for something like this to happen with this provision and any of the other seven provisions that were in the House budget. This is definitely going to keep coming up. Once it's on paper and it's got a dollar figure, it's never over.
Well, you called that too, because you said something to that effect. Maybe it's not an exact quote, but you yourself said that conveyed that idea on this program back then.
I'm smarter than I realize, aren't I, Francis?
Yes, and that's one of the reasons I love having you on the program.
I love being on the program.
You're welcome. How do we watch this proceed, though? How do we keep track of this to make sure that it stays away?
Well, we were very thankful to have the staunch opposition of a lot of members in the Senate in fighting this. And there is a strong desire to get a highway reauthorization done. And I think the desire to get a long-term bill overrode the desire of those who were trying to take from the federal community. So thankful for a lot of our friends in Congress who worked very hard on this, all the groups that advocate on behalf of federal employees and retirees and military personnel, as well as the grassroots action that I know the NARF members took. We're still compiling the numbers, but thousands sent letters, and I'm sure even more made phone calls to the Hill. So we're just going to keep the pressure on. Anytime that we think this could come up again, do what we always do, touch base with staff, make sure it's not included. If it is, fight it then.
Jessica Clements, legislative director at NARF. What else is on the landscape? Are there other things like this that we should be paying attention to? Because people ask Mike all the time about high three to high five, mm-hmm. and that's one that until very recently was just talk. Then it popped up again, and I don't know if that one ever got to the point of being on paper with a dollar figure next to it, but it seemed headed in that direction.
So I don't know about you, but I'm really looking forward to the August recess that takes place in a couple weeks.
Then we know nothing can happen.
Nothing can happen in August. So that's, you know, we just got to make it through these next 2 weeks. There's going to be a VA accountability bill on the floor, House floor next week that most of our groups are opposed to. So I think you'll be seeing some advocacy activity from the federal community.
Is there anything in that bill that next. Is there anything in that bill that's any good, Jess? In the VA accountability bill?
I wouldn't say good. I'd say neutral.
There are things that people could live with in that bill.
There are things that, at least from a NARF perspective, we could probably live with.
Okay.
But this sets the stage for the rest of the federal workforce.
Right.
Chairman Miller has been very clear that he wants the VA to be the test case for the rest of the federal workforce. I think the leaders of the government, Oversight and Government Reform Committee, are happy to let him take that lead to see how this plays out for the rest of the federal workforce under their jurisdiction. So we got that fight next week, and then we go into August, where I plan to sleep a tremendous amount. After that, we'll be in September. They don't come back until September 8th. That leaves very, very few legislative days until the start of the new fiscal year. Handful of appropriate bills passed in the House. I don't think any have passed the Senate.
Correct.
So we're looking at a CR. So then the question becomes, one, how long is this CR going to go? Two, will it contain an increase in the debt limit? And three, if it does contain that debt limit increase, how many members of Congress are going to be calling for offsets to do that? So I expect there will be talk of government shutdown, talk of funding certain senators who are also presidential candidates, threatening to filibuster any CR that doesn't include massive cuts, lower than sequestration level funding. So I think we'll have a lot of rhetoric and a lot of fighting in September. At the end of the day, I'd like to believe that no one wants to see another government shutdown. So I think a short-term CR probably, you know, maybe through the end of December, early December will be likely. And then we'll be doing that all over again in December.
Well, maybe I'm not as pragmatic as you, but here's the reason why I think that a shutdown is just about impossible and the CR is the more likely this time around. That's because the people who are talking about shutdown are the people that I think perceive themselves as having less leverage, where with the one in 2013, the people who were talking about it were the people, especially House Republicans, that perceived that they had more leverage, that, mm-hmm. oh, we can go ahead and do this, where now just about the only place you hear people saying, oh, there's going to be a shutdown, oh, there's going to be a shutdown, are some Democrats in the Senate who really don't have nearly as much leverage this time around. Does that make sense?
I think it does. And I think it's up for debate who's to blame for the last government shutdown. But I widely believe that House Republicans took the blame for the last shutdown.
Yes, and they did.
If that holds true, then they're going to be loath to do so
right.
a year out from a presidential election. So I don't see a shutdown. I'm with you. I don't see a shutdown happening. I think you're going to hear talk of it and people are going to start getting nervous.